Today's learning should be like this. Let's kind of lose it. Shoshai, you may should nail Ripke Bas Mashi is really strong. Nach, where Mashi is Suska, Fu Shalem Chai Mashi Malkin, and Brachma Sar Malkin, and Tutsum Fegel Dina, and a schuss for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. Okay, we're Simon Reish Samach Gimel, continuing on over here with Simon Reish Samach Gimel, Sib Zayin. Oyrath, a guest, She'en Lechede Miyuchad. So yesterday we spoke about a guest that has his own room, but here you have a guest that doesn't have his own room. The Gam Eimad Lerol, I guess, sleeping in the gym. The guy may not leak in all of his but and he doesn't have somebody who's lighting for him in his house. So they have to light candles in the room. He should participate. And if he has his own room, we already said he should be lighting in his own room. Here he doesn't have his own room. He also doesn't have them lighting for him in his house. So he doesn't have any place that he's being yitz in the midst of Adlokas Neres. He should chip in with some of the people lighting in the room. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Go through this quickly. Not this part is not so negay. He has his own room. Then he does have to light, as we said, that it should make sure the candles are big enough that they should still be burning by the time he gets back to his house, as we learned yesterday in Sivav. Lishtatev, Uberesh, he should partner up, he should chip in. Uberesh Simon Tafresh Ayan Zayin Havi Amagunavram Hashem's Chubis Rashal. The Gam HaBocharim, Tzrichim Lishtatev, that those in Yeshiva have to be Mishtatev. Now, bring down over here from Reb Nissen Karelitz and from others, that when you have a Bachar in Yeshiva, that they're lighting for him in his house, plus he's being supported by his father, he does not he can be yotza with the candles that are lit there in yeshiva. He doesn't have to make his own bracha, and he doesn't have to be mishtatif. Obviously, every situation is a little bit different, and if somebody's away from his home, he should ask a shayla as to what to do. Umasik sham, the efshad hainu dafka she'oichel b'fnei atzma, if he's eating on his own. So if you're in yeshiva, but you're eating by someone's house, then you can be yotze with the candles that they're lighting. So there's also a discussion. Is it if you're eating every week by someone else, is that okay? Or it's only if you're eating by the same person every week? So all these questions, if a person is in that situation, he should check. The prut of huadin of balabais maknul echelik b'ner shaloi matana. You don't necessarily have to give the balabais a dollar to chip in. The owner can say, I'm being maknul to you, a part of my candles. The same halacha applies by Ner Chanukah. Let's see Sivches. Shnayim, this is very negayatos. Shnayim, Ashlesha, Balabaltim, Sh'oichlim, and Makam Echad. You have two or three families are eating in the same place. Okay, so you're in the bungalow colony, or you're by a simcha. You have a bunch of people are eating in the same place. So the Mechaber says, Yeshayimrim, there are those who say, Shekol Echad, Mivarech, Almanar Shaloi. Yeah, that everybody makes their own bracha, which is the minig by us. If you have a guest that comes to your house and they're lighting candles, your wife makes a bracha, and the wife of the family that's staying by you also makes their own bracha. Okay, so you have two sets of candles on the table. There's already light enough from your candles, and you have a second person. They make their own bracha. You go to a simcha, and everybody makes their own bracha. But yesh v'gam gemudaver says the mechaber that those who have a problem with it, because why is two people making a bracha? L'chayra, once the first person lit the candles, so what's the whole purpose of the candles? That you shouldn't bump into each other. You shouldn't shalai yikashal be'eitz, right? It's already taken care of. So why is the second person making a bracha? The Mechaber says, only one person should make the bracha. However, but it's not the way we know you. Says Ramah, Hagav alana ena hagenke. Our minig is not like the second shita, but our minig is like the first shita Mechaber, that each person makes their own bracha. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah as to why. Shekolach mevarach, the chol madat tois of ayir, yes by shalom bayis, usimcha yaser lanois ayir b'chol zavas v'zavas. He says, it's true that when the first person lit, technically there's light in the room. But the reality is when a second person lights, it adds shalom bayis. The point of lighting the candles is people shouldn't hurt themselves, because if they can't, they would cause shalom bayis issues. Second of all, it brings shalom bayis. So one hand is that it's the negative. It shouldn't cause shalom bayis problems. And the other hand, it brings shalom bayis. So if there's more candles in the room and it's even more lit up, right, it becomes more of a feeling of Shabbos and it becomes more of a shalom bayis. Therefore, even though already one person lit in the room, the second person can also light and make a bracha. The yesh begamgem, however, there are those who are not so happy with this time. The belav hach yesham oyer merubim nayshit reach, as we explained, that there's already enough light from the first person lit. However, said Rama, we are not noyig like the second shita that has an issue with more than one person making a bracha. Ella, kedei rishayna, like the first shita, that everybody makes their own bracha. Because I'm going to Rama Shemashla. The Rambam says, at a minimum, lo yivarchu shnayim achas yesh harba, that although the Rama tells us that we follow the first shita, that it is okay for two people to light in the same room and each one make a bracha, but if what happens if both people are lighting in the same candelabra, that already you shouldn't do. The yesh mekilin gamba zed, that those who make on this as well. Because of a prima godam, the Yeshlisma, yeah, people are Rahman Lutzlan are very poor and they can't afford two separate candelabras that they can both light in the same candelabra and they can both make a bracha. Okay, however, okay, so he says, Ain the Hagi can we not know you like the second sheet of Yeshla. What happens if one of them has their own room? Alpha Pishana Oichosham in a if you want, you can go ahead and light in your room. Let's say you have two people, a family staying by you. So, which is not really our meaning. Everybody lights in the dining room where we eat, because be'etzem today, that is the Iker Mitzvah of the Ner Shabbos. The Iker Mitzvah of the Ner Shabbos is in the dining room, because that's where we enjoy it. There's candles on the table. It gives a Shabbosic atmosphere. We, Bizman HaZeh, are not lighting the candles for light. We, Bizman HaZeh, have electric light in our house. So we're really lighting the candles for the atmosphere that it gives by the table. However, the Mishmaru does say, if you want, if you have two families in one house, one can light in the dining room and the other one can light in the room. Again, warning, based on what we learned yesterday, you got to make sure that though you will be in the room at the time that those candles are burning. Because if by the time you get back to the room, then you will go ahead and you will not, if those candles are out, you will have made a bracha levatala. Says the Mechaber Siftes, Hamadlikin bezavius habayis va'oichlo mechatzar. Those people who light in the corner in their house, and then they go outside and they eat in the chatzar. Okay? Im ein haneris haruchai shadokus ad halayla, the candles are not long enough that they burn until the night, have a bracha levatala, it's a bracha levatala. So this is a very, very important halacha over here. Okay, so let's go with the practical case. You're in the mountains. You made early Shabbos. Your wife lights the candles. You come home, you eat on your porch. Okay? So you're not eating anywhere near the candles. By the time you get back into the bungalow, the candles are out. So when did you have enough from the candles? Okay, so we'll see if there is another Eitzah. But basically, Mechab is telling me, when did I have enough from the candles? If I never had enough from the candles, the whole thing was a bracha levatala. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Va'oichlam, ayin l'kamen seif simen reish ayin gimel. V'magen avram sif katan tezvav. That really, this whole thing is not a lechatchila. You should only be eating outside with your candles inside if there is a major tzarech. There's flies in the house or whatever reason. The ikur place you should eat is where your candles are lit. And see in the Mishavuru. Now, the chatzah, mashma, the oichah b'bayis, if you're eating in the house, so he says it's an interesting thing. We said the problem is, let's go with a summer Shabbos. I made early Shabbos. And I made Shabbos mamash at Plaga Mincha. I light my candles. I go daven. I come home and I eat. I finish my meal. It's still light outside. And I put in candles that last for an hour. So I ate my meal with the candles. But by the time the candles went out, it wasn't even dark yet. It would seem from over here that's not the problem. It seems from over here that that was okay. His problem over here was that the candles won't be lit when I come back into the house. So why? But if it's still light outside, why is that okay? Why is that not a bracha levatala? He says, he says, while you're eating, the fact that these candles burning on the table, as we mentioned, gives you a certain hana, creates the ambiance in the room for the meal. Okay? However, lemaisa, you should make sure that the candles are burning until the night. So we'll get more into this. At the end of the day, I'm making early Shabbos. I should make sure, which most of the candles that you buy are 3 hour or 4 hour candles. So even if you're making early Shabbos, they will still be lit by nighttime. But in order to be yotzei lechatchila, you should make sure that not only are they lit by nighttime, you should still be in the room and have hanar from the fact that those candles are burning while it is nighttime. But if you do that, you're okay. It's not a bracha vatala. But If I go ahead and I light my candles, I immediately leave my bungalow and I go to shul, and my wife leaves the bungalow and goes next door, and then we eat on the porch, or we don't, or we eat by the neighbor, and by the time we come home, the candles are out. Then it would be a bracha vatola. Have a bracha vatola. Shekevin she'ena yochalas shum tashmish etzlan. You don't do anything by it. Kishechoyza achakach belayla lebeisa belayla. You come back to your house. Shaloy yikashu evan. It's not helping you at that point. When you come back, it's out. Right. Less bait shum shalom bayis. You didn't get any shalom bayis out of it. V'im He says, okay, here's an etza. What happens if when I lit, there was not so light in the house? Umeshtam shum shum davala or haner l'tzarech hasuda. You do something l'tzarech hasuda with the light. Leki suris. And then there's no iser. Afshein even if you're not eating by your candles, but you had some enough. So the etza lamaisa. If what happens here's more practical. So I go ahead and I light candles. I'm invited to a Shabbos, Friday night Shabbos Sheva Brachas. I come home, I pick up my and we go to the Sheva Brachas. By the time we come home from Sheva Brachas, the candles are out. So if the candles are still lit, okay, no problem. Come home, you sit in the room, you have enough, and the fact is it's candles, you're good. It wasn't bracha vatala. But what happens if you're concerned that you're leaving the house and you won't be? So be'etzem, if you could prepare something for, let's say your kids are eating at home, so if you can prepare something for the Suda in the room and you benefit from the light automatically, that was fine. You had Hana from the candles. But at a minimum, if you're not preparing anything and nobody's eating at home, at a minimum, your wife is still staying at home after she lights candles and she's sitting in the room and she can't read close to the candles. We'll get to that later on. Right, you're not allowed to use the candles to read from, but she's sitting in the room and she has hana from the candles burning. At least there wasn't a bracha levatala because she had created a shalom bayis with those candles that are being lit. But to light the candles, immediately leave the house, and you don't get back until the candles are out. That is where you run into the problem. Let's stop over here, even though we're a little bit cutting a little bit short, because going into Sif Yud is a going to Sif Yud, we're not going to be able to finish today, and it's really one topic. It will be a shame to break it up in the middle. So Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we will continue with Sif Yud.